When I turn on the incredible speed, I appear as a streak of color moving across the ground. Anything that gets in my way is knocked aside, often destroyed. And I'm not talking about little stuff either. I mean trees, posts, big rocks, you name it. As I was streaking up the hill, I met Drover.
Hank! Oh, I seen him! He's up there! Oh my gosh!
I had to slow down. Give me a description.
Big, Hank. And I mean big! Huge, enormous, black and white, gigantic tail that whistles through the air, long pointed tongue that flicks out at you, and horns growing out of his head!
Good grief. What is it?
It's a monster, Hank. A genuine monster!
I stopped to think it over. I'd never tangled with a monster before. You think I can whip him?
I don't know, Hank, but if anybody can, it's you.
You're right. Okay, here's the plan. I'll go in the first wave, make the first contact. We'll hold you in reserve. If I holler for help, you come running. Get in there with them teeth of yours and bite something. Got that?
I got it.
And Drover, if I don't come back from this one, you'll have to go on alone. Take care of the ranch and be brave. It was kind of a touching moment. Me and Drover standing there in the moonlight just before the big battle. I said goodbye and loped up the hill. I stopped and peered into the gloom. At first, I couldn't see anything. But then, my eyes fell on a huge, shadowy thing standing right in front of the chicken house door. Drover hadn't exaggerated. It was a horned monster, all right, and he was fixing to bust down the door and start killing chickens. I didn't have a moment to waste. It was now or never, him or me, glory or death. I bared my fangs and attacked. First contact was made only a matter of seconds after I launched the attack. The monster must have heard me coming, because he kicked the tar out of me and sent me rolling. I leaped up and charged him again, but this time I made it through, sank my teeth into him, and gave him a ferocious bite. He slung me around, but I hung on. He was big, all right, big as a house. I figured he stood, 14 feet tall at the shoulder, had three eyes, a long forked tongue, and a tail with deadly stingers on the end of it. Also horns that glowed in the dark, and tusks. Did I mention that? Big long tusks growing out of the side of his mouth, the kind that could rip a dog to shreds. Green slobber dripped out of his mouth, and his eyes were red. It was a fight to the death. Come on, Drover! Attack! I set up a howl to alert the house. I would need all the help I could get. I'll give Drover credit. He came tearing out of the weeds, yapping at the top of his lungs, and got within 3 feet of the monster before he veered off and headed for the machine shed.